Blog Talk Radio.
Podcast, the show that we talk about life's problems that may break or tear our hearts apart. On Reconnect My Heart, we discuss God's answers to life's problems to reconnect our hearts back to the way He originally made us. I'm your host, Brother Prater. I'm so glad y'all are able to join us. If you have any questions, comments, if you just want to listen to the show, feel free to call me at 516-453-9118. That's 516-453-9118. Also, for those who may want to hear the video version of Reconnect My Heart, we own all the platforms that host podcasts. So you can go to Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, got something in my eye, sorry, iTunes, or any other outlet that hosts podcasts. Just type in Reconnect My Heart Podcast. Also, for those who may want to see the video version of Reconnect My Heart, go to ReconnectMyHeartPodcast.com. Yeah, I was right. ReconnectMyHeartPodcast.com, and you will see Reconnect My Heart. I apologize for the time I end up. I've been working on some things. Actually, I've been working on this particular project for some months, more weeks, a lot of weeks, but the way things look, kind of winding down. So, thank God, it's almost over. But I am working on some things, and I'm actually, when I get done, when I share it, I'm gonna be here on Reconnect My Heart, and I'm gonna do it live. I'm gonna make a live announcement, so I'm gonna make sure that share it with you all first. So I thank y'all so much. Ashley, what was on my heart today. Hope y'all had a great day. For those who were able to make it to service, hope y'all had a great time. Hope God spoke with you and spoke to you. And also, for those that did not, just know, regardless of what situation, there's a lot of people that I know, I was there. A lot of people that had a desire to make it to church, but they had to work and stuff. And I'm going to tell you, I understand. At the jobs that I've had, there were many times that I ended up working on Sundays, not because I wanted to, but because I was on the schedule. And, you know, I kept praying for God, help me to be able to be off on Sundays one day. And also what I did do, because my heart's desire was to be at church on Sunday morning. But what I did do, since I was unable to be at church on Sunday morning because I had to work, every time the church doors opened, I was able to make it there. So what I did, I wanted to make sure that I proved the devil to be a lie. I wasn't going to let him stop me from entering the house of God. And even if I was able to be off on a time that we did not have service at my church, I found a church to be at. That's what I did. And thank God, eventually I was able to have Sundays off. And then also, even when I wanted to have the nighttime off, I was working on evening shifts, and I wanted to be at church on Tuesday nights. Well, I was working on evening shift, and I just kept praying for God to open up the door. So, like I said, I kept thinking about going each chance I get. But then also, when I was praying for God to help me to complete the assignment so that way I can go ahead and spur off to being off on the nighttime. Whatever assignment that I needed to do or minister to someone or be ministered to by someone, whatever the purpose was for me to be able to be at work at the nighttime, God helped me to pass that test so I can graduate and be promoted to the morning shift staff. And thank God I was able to do that. So I hope that was something that was able to help someone. And don't get discouraged. I understand sometimes, you know, for those that grew up in church, and, you know, I love church. I love church for me to be able to learn, not just for me to minister. I love learning. I love learning about God. I love learning more about myself. One thing I'll tell people, and this is not about the show tonight, but I have to say this. The worst thing somebody can do is go study the Bible or go to church and look at somebody else. When God is speaking through someone, accept that for yourself. It's bad for us to be able to start looking at, oh, that's so-and-so. And we miss the purpose of going to church. When we get our eyes on people, we miss keeping our eyes on God. So I just want to just share that. If everybody keep their eyes on God and allow God to help us, there'll be less confusions in the church. There'll be less confusion with people. If we keep our eyes on him, we won't have to think about or concern ourselves with them. So let's keep our eyes on him. God has so much for us. And matter of fact, you know, it's so much that God has for us. And God loves us. And we have the right for us to be able to give God his due. You know, he's worthy. That's one of the main things that really helps me when I think about certain things. I found out no matter what, never let anything or anybody distract you or derail you from worshiping God, from obeying God. You know, so once you do that, I'm telling you, you open up the avenue for God to minister to you, for God to talk to you, for God to guide you, to navigate you to what he wants you to do, for you to be able to be in the purpose and plan that he has for you. So, you know, just like I said, just sharing that with y'all. So with that being said, I was thinking today, and this is something that coincided with many people are now enjoying their spring break. And that's why I entitled it Spring Breakout. And what I wanted to do, I want to just talk not just as an old person that's outdated. No, I want to talk as a father, as a brother, as a concerned person. Many people right now are about to consider spreading their wings and enjoying life from the understanding of what they think enjoyment is. See, many people, what they think about, oh, I'm finna get out of mama and dad's house. We're gonna go on this vacation. We're gonna have a girl's trip or a boy's trip. And for us to be able to do whatever we want to do, I want you to consider whatever you plan on doing. First of all, will there be consequences? You think about whatever you may consider doing. Think about the potential consequences that may be attached to it. Matter of fact, I don't remember that young lady name, and I saw there was an interview. Unfortunately, she ended up going on some trip, and I can't remember. I didn't even think about it just a while ago, but it made national news, and she went out spring break just enjoying, and she ended up getting, befriending a guy, and unfortunately, she came up missing. And they never found her body. And eventually they caught that boy. That boy said he had nothing to do with it. He didn't do anything, blah, 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 blah. But eventually they caught him in a lie. And it took some years, but they caught him. They apprehended him. And many, many people doing spring break, they end up getting themselves in a situation that has dire consequences. And sometimes even just mere fun or just being able to just take a break, sometimes we become unaware of the danger or the potential danger that we may allow ourselves to be in. One of the things I always say, make sure that you allow yourself to be around responsible people. Yeah, you might be a responsible person, but you may have irresponsible people that's in your camp. So the question is, who do you have in your camp that's going to not only hold you accountable, but also survey the areas to make sure that there is safety in where you all are at? Now, when I say survey the area, not just a physical location, but a spiritual, a mental, and emotional security. So oftentimes, like I said, many people, they look at this as the opportunity for them to do whatever they want to do. And unfortunately, even if you've been, if you want to say, sheltered by your parents or sheltered by your family, oftentimes when they feel like, well, I can do whatever I want to do, understand, you have to think responsibly. Unfortunately, these are the times where alcoholism or, drunk driving, DWIs, all these things can be very high. Also, human trafficking, don't do anything that's going to bring an embarrassment or a stain on yourself nor your family or those that love you. The reason why I said that, because during this time, back in the day when I was growing up, they had something called Freaknik. Yep. And sometimes people thought that they could do whatever they want to do. Hey, I'm away from mama. I'm away from dad. I'm away from my husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend. But don't you know, and this was back in the late 80s, early 90s. And the funny thing was, there was a documentary that was talked about coming out about the Freaknik. And ooh, people were getting nervous. Why? Because what they did in the past now may potentially come back into the present. So So one of the things I always tell people, never do anything that you feel like you may end up regretting. No. Yeah, you might be young. You may have a hourglass-shaped body. But you got to think about right now. You may be single, no kids. But you got to think about long-term. 20 years from now, you might be a mother. Yeah, you might be thinking, well, I can do whatever I want to do. And you may take new pictures or do anything or whatever you want to do that's provocative. But what if you do whatever you want to do and 20 years later, your kids end up getting wind of it? You got to think about it. Think about everything that you may do or even say. It may have consequences. And we're not just talking to the young ladies. I'm talking to the guys also. Yeah, you may do whatever you want to do. You may want to, if you want to say, sow your wild oats. Yeah. But what about that young lady that you may end up sleeping with and all of a sudden you end up getting her pregnant? You end up getting her pregnant. She has your child. And now she does whatever she want to do with you in your life. Yeah, you might have a whole girlfriend or a whole wife at home. You might want to do whatever you think you want to do, and nobody know about it. But I'm telling you, sin and doing the wrong thing always reveal itself. Sometimes if it ain't immediate, sometimes I call it time release. And time release is when you get in the level where you end up forgetting all about it. When you got into a level where you were on a high pedestal in life that you think, and all of a sudden, now, matter of fact, I can say it because it's public knowledge. Hey, Dallas Cowboy owner, Jerry Jones, now, he has been subpoenaed to take a blood test. Now, I don't know him personally, and I'm just stating pertaining to what the media has already shared. He hadn't called me, and I'm not going to even speak on anything pertaining to him other than me just sharing with you. Now, he has to take a blood test to see if this 20-something-year-old young lady, 20 or 30-year-old young lady, if that's his daughter. See? So I want you to think about in your quote-unquote fun that you think, in your quote-unquote spring break, what will you be doing during that spring break that's going to help you mentally, physically, emotionally, financially, but also spiritually? Okay, yeah, you might have went to school, but this may be the time for you to even hustle. I mean, I'm talking about legally, for you to take some of you time, pamper yourself. Yeah, you might have been busy with school, but what about you getting a facial? How about you getting a massage? How about you going to a chiropractor? Also, just in case some people may not have heard about this or known about this, how about getting a foot detoxing? Yeah, just in case somebody may be interested in, wait, do you know anybody that I can go to get a foot detoxing? Yes. Matter of fact, while I'm talking, I'll get you her number. My classmate, she does foot detoxing, and look here, she got some anointed hands, her machine, and wealth of knowledge. Matter of fact, her name is Deidre Matlock. Hello, Deidre. 214-643-3849. That's 214-643-3849. Deidre Matlock, you tell her Brother Prater sent you. Tell her Brother Prater sent you. And, hey, make yourself an appointment. Matter of fact, thank the Lord. I need to schedule me an appointment. And look here, If you've never had a foot detoxing, I'm telling you, you see stuff. Look like you see stuff you ain't eat. You haven't eaten in 4 years, and it's so relaxing afterwards. That'd be some of the best sleep you get. And also, I encourage for those who may be stressed, especially those who may have gone through grief. Hey, I highly recommend for those who have gone through grief, get a foot detoxing, go to the chiropractor, and get a massage. Look here, I'm telling you, that is so relaxing. So in that spring break, do something for yourself. Do something for you. Do something for YOU. You know, with this spring break, it's actually a good time to really pray. Like I said, the devil is trying so badly to destroy the lives of God's people. Destroy people that has potential. People, period. You know, the devil is busy. But we have to be busier. But also in this time, evaluate what you want to do in life. Evaluate the steps. Evaluate the things that you potentially may want to do. And, you know, even if you don't know, hey, it's okay for you not to know. But what are you going to do about it? If you don't know, evaluate yourself. Most importantly, go to God and talk to Him. I'm telling you. If you really look at what God want to do for you, and if you don't know, hey, go to Him, talk to Him, and allow Him to help you and show you the purpose and plan He has for you. Many people, they don't have a clue. And I was one of them. Excuse me. I was one of them. You know, those that know my story, all I knew was I was ready to graduate high school so I can go ahead and go into my wrestling camp and get my wrestling license and be up there in WCW World Championship Wrestling to wrestle with Sting, which, in fact, last week was his retirement match. Sting retired. Sting retired. So, yeah, just in case, for those who may know Sting or have access to Sting and want to give him this video, Sting, his real name is Steve Borden. Sting, thank you so much. You have been a great inspiration to me, and I wanted to be like you as a wrestler. And also, you know, being on the serious side, I wanted to be the black Sting. I wanted to be the black version of Sting. I went to the mall. I used to go to the mall with my tank top, and I even had paint and all that stuff. I had her trying to be like Sting. So that was me. But with that, asking God to help you to, you know what purpose and plan, and allow this to be a time where you really invest in yourself. Yeah, you're getting your education, and you looking at this as taking a breath or taking a break, that's fine and dandy. But still, never take a break on you pursuing God nor pursuing the purpose plan He has for you, as well as asking Him what it is. You may not know, but He knows. And why spin your wheels when all you need to do is just ask Him? He'll tell you. Pursue Him. Obey. I tell you, you obey God. You obey Him, and I'm telling you, He can entrust you with things, but if you don't seek Him, if you don't, you know what He says, you may miss it. You may not even recognize what God has for you. So, you know, hey, even that being for me, God helped me to recognize what's for me, but also helped me to recognize what ain't for me. Hey, some things bear, my daddy always says, some things bear repeating. And so it's easy for us to recognize what is for us, but also we got to have the spiritual maturity, the spiritual insight to acknowledge what ain't for us and be okay with it. What if somebody else get blessed before you? Would you be happy with that? Yeah. So in your spring breakout, think about grooming. Think about developing. It might be developing a skill. It might be even being able to be detoxed from whatever that you may have been in that was unhealthy or unlike God. This might be a time for you to reset whatever that you may need to do. Reset, reset. Allow yourself to have the spiritual insights to allow God to press the reset button for your life. So with that spring break, I want you to use wisdom. I'm going to tell you something. If God ain't invited, don't go. If you invited somewhere where God is not getting the glory or the focus, I would advise you not to go. If God is not invited, I would advise you to cancel that invitation, to refuse the invitation. And some people, well, you know, that's my friend. No, but you got to think purpose-minded. Don't you know there are some people that end up doing some regretful things because they end up going on with something that they know that they weren't supposed to. We have seen red flags. We have overridden because sometimes we may think like, well, you know, everything will be all right. God ain't going to let me get hurt. Well, no, you let yourself get hurt. God's not going to override or go against our will. And so when God give us these red flags, it's our opportunity to obey them or not. God will reveal, but it's up to us to accept or not. As a matter of fact, even what we have to do, we have to allow God to lead and guide us. And I'm telling you, even in this time for spring break, God can give you the insight to do something where it'll end up blowing your mind and changing your life. But what you have to do, we have to be able to go to God. I'm telling you, we can't do anything without the leading and guidance and obedience of God. Can't do it. If we try to take matters to our own hands, we end up failing. And I'm telling you, life is too short for us to be failing over and over and over again. I made too many mistakes. And I refuse to make the same mistake over again. And some people, well, you know, I can handle it. Look here. You never know the full consequences of doing something that God will tell you not to do. It's not worth it. But also remember, people who are get ready to enjoy the spring break. Please remember, you represent you. You represent your family. You represent those that are connected to you. You represent those that love you, but most importantly, you represent God. Don't do anything that's going to bring a stain to yourself, to your family, or even to God. Don't do anything that's going to bring an embarrassment. Don't do anything that you'll end up regretting. It ain't worth it. It is not worth it. My heart's desire right now for us to be able to just look at life and look at how short it is. I remember the other day, it seemed like yesterday, I was graduating high school. Me and my sister were graduating high school. I remember that Sunday night, we were in line and we were talking and we got our diploma. And matter of fact, I didn't even think about it until after she passed, but we never took a picture. We never took a graduation picture together. We took some pictures together, but not the graduation picture. And we came out the same year. Cool. I was like, duh. Hey, but you know what? I got memories. Yeah. And so I remember graduating high school. It seemed like yesterday. But now, me, I graduated high school actually 33 years ago. Wow. This year I'll be 52. So I remember that. time waste on no one. Don't do anything that's going to wear you out. There are some people that have lived a hard life, and a lot of it is uncalled for. Don't. Make sure, first and foremost, the Bible tells us that we should always pray. So always consult God in every decision that you may do. Always include God in every equation of your life. Everything. Something? No. Everything. When you include him in everything in your life and you have him responsible for everything in your life, then he can be able to provide for every effort of your life. So how about you include God instead of excluding God? Include God in every decision. Make him as the, not the first choice, but the only choice. Allow him to lead and guide you and consult with you so that way you can be able to find out things and avoid some booby traps and avoid some stumbling blocks that the devil may try to put forth. Don't you know the devil try to plant grenades and missiles in your path? But God can help you to navigate from these traps, bear claw traps that the devil try to put forth. I always think about no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Now, yeah, the weapons will be made, but it will not make its intended target. The devil has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus comes that we may have life and have it more abundantly, which means a better quality of life. So even in the fun that you may think that you're going to have, how about the abundant life that God is trying to offer you through his son, Jesus Christ? And I'm saying, you know, some people, oh my, you don't know how to have fun. No, God can give you fun and have you peace without jeopardizing your reputation or doing anything that you end up regretting, you know, making you content. You know, matter of fact, I've been so busy, I haven't got a chance to do this. Matter of fact, where are you at? There you go. I haven't got a chance to do this in a couple of weeks, but when I get off the air, I'm going to fix me some salad, and I'm going to get this. Where you at? Okay. I'm going to pick up this. There you go. Sorry about the noise, but I was... Uh-oh. Oh, shucks. Well... There we go. All right. There we go. It's coming. Okay. I hadn't got a chance to pick her up in a couple of weeks. My baby. Yeah. My baby. Yeah. So when I get done with the show, look here, I'm going to have me a little jam session. Yeah. But with that being said, I hope that each and every one of y'all have a great, great spring break. But most importantly, what we're going to do, as we get ready to close, I want us to focus and think about a purpose and an agenda that you should have on this week. First thing, take our time, of course, take our time every day. You need to have time with God. And really just allow him to talk to you, help you. And then also time with you. Spend some time with you. Have you some you time. And sometimes even just break away for you to be able to really just take a breath, be ministered to. Talk to yourself. Evaluate yourself. Evaluate your life. You know, in the grocery store, but actually in any business, what they always talk about is taking inventory. You assess the profits and the losses. Everything is accounted for. How about with you? You got to look at yourself as your own corporation. You got to evaluate the staff, evaluate the products, evaluate everything, the outlets. It's almost like when there's a breach of security, Sometimes you want to evaluate everything to see if those people are qualified, because you may have an infiltrator somewhere in that may be removing data, important data, from you to your enemies. The people that you may have around, are they telling your business to other people? Are they making their business profitable by talking about your business? Something to think about. So I want you to just take inventory of everything and evaluate, but most importantly, talk to God and allow yourself to be talked to by God, and also to yourself. Minister to yourself. Pamper yourself. And some people, they may not be able to have the funds right now to do the massage and the foot detoxing, the facials, and even the chiropractic work. Okay, but how about doing this? Do like what some of the seasoned folks used to do back in the day. How about you get you a chair and you sit on the front porch and just allow God's scenery to look, to hit you in the face. Allow God's scenery to minister to you. I found that it's so relaxing sometimes just to be able to just go in the front yard and just look. And not, look, even if you're not looking at somebody or looking for somebody, allow yourself to be seen. Allow yourself to be seen. You know, maybe somebody want to see you. Maybe somebody may need to see you. Maybe you in a place where you can be seen, and God may send somebody your path to give you a word or for you to give them a word. You never know. But as long as you're, if you want to say, in the house, you can't be seen. What if God is now? What if God's telling you to come out and you're staying in? Come on now. Get on out the house. Allow yourself to be seen. Even if you don't know what to do, how about you put on a nice outfit, put on some smell good, make sure your hair do'd up, make sure, look here, all that done, and sometimes just go somewhere just to walk. Go somewhere. Make yourself available and accessible. Yeah. Well, I ain't got nowhere to go. Look, don't worry about it. Well, I don't need to go. No. Go. Be seen. Go to a mall. Look like you're blessed. Go to the mall. Go to the grocery store. Be seen. Yeah. I'm finna fuss at you. I'm finna talk to you. Let me talk to you for a minute. Allow yourself to stop being cooped up in the house, and you just go. Sometimes, even if you just go to the library. Go to the park. If you look, it might be a little dressy. Hey, even go somewhere, get yourself a cup of coffee. Dress up. And some people, the only time they do dress up is if they go on somewhere like the church or something. But even if you're not going to church, dress up. Go to a mall. Dress up. Treat yourself. I don't care if you got to get a hamburger or a cheeseburger without the cheese. Please do something for yourself and make it a routine. Don't wait for somebody to invite you. No, you invite yourself. Take yourself somewhere. Bless yourself. Yeah. Bless yourself. So with that, as we get ready to pray, I want each and every one of us to look at ourselves as important, but also, like I said, with this spring break, be responsible. And not only be prayerful, be vigilant, be watchful, because there are some people, like I said, there are some people, they may end up trying to drink and drive. Some people, they get into these drugs and stuff. I'm telling you, even if you go somewhere, don't leave. If you have a drink, I don't care if it's soda water. I don't care if it's water. Don't you leave your drinks or your food unattended. You keep your eyes on everybody. And also, when you don't know somebody, don't get too close, or don't allow them to get too close to you, because they can easily slip something in your food or in your drink. See, the devil is busy. The devil making these date rape pills and stuff. No. And also, I do have to say, please, 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 make sure if you go somewhere, be responsible and let people know your whereabouts. But also, along with your whereabouts, make sure if anything looks suspicious, make sure you know this. Make sure you notify the local authorities. Some people, well, you know, I didn't want to put my, no. You open up your mouth, you sing like B.B. King. If something is going on that is not right, especially mistreatment or illegal activity, hey, sound the alarm. Sound the alarm. Because you may be preventing someone from bringing hurt to someone, but also you will want to make sure that that person doesn't do that to you. So how about you make sure that you prevent them from doing it from someone else? So please, please, please be responsible. Be responsible. Everybody, look, everybody know what they need to do. Everybody know what they're supposed to do. Be responsible. Use wisdom, insight. And I always tell people, look here, I don't care how fine she may be. I don't care how good he may look. You don't know them enough to sleep with them. I'm telling you, you don't know them enough. Only thing you know about them is what you read or saw on social media. On social media. But you don't know them. Do your homework on people. Yeah, I'm speaking as a concerned person. And please, 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 females, please don't think, I don't care how good you may try to work it in the bedroom, don't ever think that you can change a guy's mind. You're being delusional. So with that being said, I want each and every one of us to have the mindset of prayer right now. We got to pray for protection. We got to pray for wisdom. We got to pray for insight. We got to pray for discernment. We got to be prayer mode, because the devil, he already has a plan. And guess what? He's trying to incorporate his plan within your plans. Or he might be the one that, you know, you don't know what to do, and you may end up thinking, oh, well, you know, I can do that. That might be the plan that they may try to give you that will take you out. It ain't worth it. So we're going to give everything to God. We're going to go to him, and we're going to ask God to help us right now. Dear Heavenly Father, we're coming to you right now. We thank you, Lord, for your awesomeness. God, we're coming to you right now, God. We acknowledge your presence on today. So, God, we're coming to you right now, God. Ask God to help us, God. Help us, God, in this spring break, God. Protect us, God. Lead and guide us on what we need to do and what we don't need to do. So, God, we ask you right now, God. First of all, God, we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity, God, for us to be able to have a break, God. So, God, we thank you, Lord, even for the toil that we went through the school year. God, we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity for us to be able to catch our breath, God. So, God, we ask you, God, not only for your protection, God, give us the knowledge on what we need to do, God. God, we're speaking right now, God, that you give us the spirit of discernment right now, God. Help us, God, to recognize danger, God, and respond in obedience to you right now, God. God, we're speaking right now, God, even when the devil try to put forth these people that may try to kidnap or even promote human trafficking, God, we're speaking right now, God, that you fall every plan the devil try to put forth right now. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we're speaking right now, God, for those who may even think about getting inebriated, God, or even overdosing, God. God, we're speaking right now, God, that you give them that desire to do the right thing, God. God, we're speaking right now, God, that you touch their mind and their heart to do the right thing, the responsible thing right now. In the name of Jesus, to rebind everything the devil stands for, we cancel the devil's assignment right now. In the name of Jesus, and Lord, we thank you right now, God, for your protection, God. We thank you, Lord, for even preventing the accidents, God, the incidents, God. We thank you for it right now, God. God, we're speaking right now, God, for those who may be grieving right now, God. comfort them, be with them right now, God. God, help them to understand, God, that we all can lean on you, God, in this hour, God, and on this day, God. We can lean on you, God. You are reliable, God. So, God, we ask you to help us, God, in every area of our lives right now, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you right now, God, for your isness, God. We thank you, Lord, for everything you've done, but most importantly, everything that you are. In Jesus' name we pray, we say amen, amen, amen. I thank y'all so much for chiming in, and I hope and pray that there's something that was said that will help you, that will make you think. And I'm even praying for God to help us even to have this testimony. But next Sunday, we can get on here, and we can talk, and we share a testimony. So with that being said, for those who may want to get in contact with me, I'm Brother Prater. You can catch me on Facebook and other social media outlets. On Facebook, I have my daily devotions, and I do videos. Also, if you can go to my website at brotherprater.com, you will see my daily devotions and my videos. Also, on my calendar, I have my personal appearances, where I do have a speaking engagement next Sunday, the 17th, in Dallas, Texas, at True Believers Tabernacle Church. That's my home church. True Believers Tabernacle Church. I'm at 4204 Cardinal Drive, Dallas, Texas, 75216. That's for the 11 o'clock a.m. service. So also, if you go to the store section of my website, you can purchase my book, A Few Good Men, A Path to Godly Fatherhood. A Few Good Men was written to inform men their needs and their responsibilities. Also, to help them deal with life. Also, the book is not just for men, but it's also for ladies too. And so it's a lot of stuff that's in there. So, you know, feel free to check it out. Also, my other book, The Girl Who Was Her Brother's Keeper, The Love Beyond Life. And it's a tribute to my sister, Sheila Prater, who was killed by a domestic violence relationship. And so Ashley, 5 years ago, was today. 5 years ago today would have been her wake. We had a wake service, and then her funeral was on the 11th, Monday. So I still remember, and I'm going to say this. 5 years ago today, I was hurt. I was all over the place. And I remember what God told me when I was asking him for help. And so happened that third, which was last Sunday, was the third. And on the third, March the 3rd of 2019, I was praying and asking God for strength. And he said, the God of comfort. I am the God of comfort. And so, long story short, a week later, get ready to go to my sister's wake, get ready to open up the door. And I felt the strength of God. The strength of God came and helped me deal with everything, and not just pertaining to her service, but life. And so I'm telling you, God is able to do the exceedingly above all we can ask and think, according to the power that works within us. God has given us the ability. And now, don't get me wrong, I tell people, yeah, you know, that was my sister, that was my friend. And also, people grieve differently. Now, do I miss her? Yes. But I do acknowledge that God has a purpose and plan for me, but also I respect how people grieve, you know. So my way of handling the situation may be totally different to other people, and I respect them. They're not doing anything wrong. It's just them. We all have different personalities. My personality, hey, you know, but I just wanted to share that. So this today, 5 years ago today, had a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful for my sister. And so I'm forever grateful to many of y'all who are watching. It's, I mean, I don't want to single out. It was so many people. It was people from my neighborhood growing up. My job, the Dallas Sheriff Department, It was so many people. Wow. That was the most awesome wake service I ever encountered. And I was honored. And so I thank y'all so much. And so with that being said, I want to thank each and every one of y'all for tuning in. And thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to Reconnect My Heart podcast. God bless you and good night.